Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes loans under PM Swanidhi scheme to 1 lakh street vendors, also lays foundation for 2 Delhi metro corridors. Prime Minister holds bilateral talks with his Bhutanese counterpart, Dasho Tering Tobgay, in New Delhi. Retired IAS officers Ganesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu appointed election commissioners. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari sanctions over 3,200 crore rupees for road development projects in Karnataka, Telangana and Rajasthan. Mumbai clinches Ranji Trophy cricket title, defeating Vedarbh by 169 runs. And in England Open Badminton, Lakshya Sen faces Anders Antonsen in men's singles pre-quarter-final match in Birmingham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed loans to 1 lakh street vendors, including 5,000 vendors from Delhi as part of PM Swanidhi scheme. Addressing beneficiaries in Delhi, Mr. Modi said PM Swanidhi scheme has proved to be a lifeline for street vendors.
आज देश के कोने-कोने से जो साथी जुड़े हैं उनको पीएम स्वनिधि योजना के तहत सीधे उनके बैंक अकाउंट में पैसे ट्रांसफर कर दिए गए.
The Prime Minister said today's Swanidhi Mahotsav is dedicated to those who are always around and without whom people cannot imagine their lives. He congratulated the street vendors and roadside shopkeepers for their contribution to society. The Prime Minister criticized previous governments for not paying any heed to the needs and issues of street vendors. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone of 2 additional corridors of Delhi Metro's Phase 4. These are Lajpat Nagar to Saket G Block and Indralok to Indraprasth, with a combined length of over 20 kilometers. The Prime Minister said these corridors will improve connectivity and reduce traffic congestion.
आज यहाँ दिल्ली मेट्रो के लाजपत नगर से साकेत जी ब्लॉक और इंद्रप्रस्थ से इंद्रलोक मेट्रो प्रोजेक्ट का भी विस्तार का शिलान्यास हुआ है. ये दिल्ली के लोगों के लिए डबल तोहफे की तवारीख है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Bhutanese counterpart Dasho Tering Tobgay in Delhi this evening. Mr. Tobgay arrived earlier today on an official visit to India till the 18th of this month. This is his first overseas visit after assuming office in January this year. Bhutan's Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Employment, and senior officials of Bhutan government are accompanying the visiting dignitary. He will also go to Mumbai during his visit. A report.
India and Bhutan enjoy exemplary ties of friendship and cooperation based on trust, goodwill and mutual understanding at all levels. The visit provides an opportunity to the two sides to review the progress in the unique partnership and to discuss ways and means to expand the enduring ties of friendship and cooperation between India and Bhutan. India has consistently supported the socio-economic development of Bhutan. Hydropower cooperation between the two countries is an example of win-win cooperation. India has been extending economic assistance to Bhutan's socio-economic development since the early 1960s, when Bhutan launched its 5-year plans. India continues to be the principal development partner of Bhutan. Reflecting the special nature of the relationship, the two countries share an open border with regular exchange of travelers for work, tourism, shopping and medical care. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Retired IAS officers Ganesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu have been appointed as election commissioners. The Ministry of Law and Justice issued a notification in this regard. The posts of the two election commissioners fell vacant after the retirement of Anup Chandra Pandey and resignation of Arun Goyal. The Election Commission today uploaded the data on electoral bonds on its website as received from State Bank of India. SBI had provided the data pertaining to the electoral bonds to the Election Commission on the 12th of this month in compliance with the Supreme Court's directions. The data can be accessed at www.eci.gov.in/candidate-political-party. The poll panel said in a statement that the Election Commission has consistently and categorically weighed in favor of disclosure and transparency, which is a position reflected in the Apex Court proceedings. A high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind submitted its report on One Nation, One Election to President Draupadi Murmu today. According to the Law and Justice Ministry, the high-level committee recommended a two-step approach leading to simultaneous elections. As the first step, simultaneous elections will be held for Lok Sabha and the state legislative assemblies. In the second step, elections to the municipalities and panchayats will be held within 100 days of holding Lok Sabha and state assembly elections. The committee also recommended for a single electoral roll and electoral photo identity cards for use in elections to all three tiers of government. In Jharkhand, Dr. Pradeep Verma from BJP and Dr. Sarparaz Ahmed from Grand Alliance of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, Congress and RJD were elected unopposed to the Rajya Sabha today. Secretary of Jharkhand Assembly, Syed Javed Haider, formally announced the results of the candidates in the afternoon. Suspended Congress MP Parneet Kaur has joined the BJP at the headquarters in New Delhi today. She joins the BJP in the presence of Party General Secretary Vinod Tavade and Arun Singh, among others. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Tavade said the induction of Parneet Kaur into the BJP will help strengthen the party base in Punjab as well as the development of the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reiterated that Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, is a law to provide citizenship rights and it will not snatch away citizenship from anyone. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Shah said CAA will provide rights and citizenship to Hindus, Buddhists, Jains, Sikhs, Christians and Parsi refugees from Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan.
सीए के कानून को भारतीय जनता पार्टी की सरकार लाई है, नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार लाई है, इसको रिपील करना असंभव है. हम पूरे देश को जागरूक करेंगे और जहां तक असंवैधानिक होने का सवाल है तो वो आर्टिकल 14 का वायोलेशन नहीं कर. इसमें रीजनेबल क्लासिफिकेशन बहुत स्पष्ट है कि जिन लोगों पर भारत के पुराने हिस्सों में विभाजन के कारण देश से कटे हैं, अफगानिस्तान, पाकिस्तान और बांग्लादेश, जिन लोगों पर धार्मिक प्रताड़ना होने के कारण जो भारत की शरण में आए हैं उसके लिए कानून है.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स राउंड द क्लॉक फॉलो अस ऑन आवर ट्विटर हैंडल एट AIR न्यूज अलर्ट्स. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has sanctioned over 1,385 crore rupees for 295 road development projects in Karnataka. He said this endeavour not only aims to upgrade infrastructure but also promises to ameliorate connectivity and will foster socio-economic development. Mr. Gadkari also sanctioned 850 crore rupees for widening and strengthening of 31 state road projects encompassing a total length of over 435 kilometers in Telangana. He said this initiative will boost economic growth, spur local tourism and enhance the regional economy. Mr. Gadkari has also sanctioned 972.8 crore rupees for widening roads in Rajasthan. India and Singapore have signed a Memorandum of Understanding on cooperation in the sphere of law and dispute resolution today. The agreement was signed in a virtual meeting of the Minister of State for Law and Justice, Arjun Ram Nekwal, and Singapore Minister for Culture, Community and Youth, Mr. Edwin Tong. This agreement will further enhance cooperation between the two countries in areas of common interest, such as international commercial dispute resolution. In a major fillip to India's fight against terrorism and organized crime, Union Home Minister Amit Shah virtually inaugurated a unique digital criminal case management system, CCMS, designed by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi today. In the virtual event, Home Minister Shah also inaugurated NIA's two new branch offices in Jammu and Kochi and a residential complex in Raipur. Mr. Shah also launched a mobile app, Sankalan, a compendium of new criminal laws by the National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB. The newly developed CCMS will enable the NIA personnel to better coordinate in terrorism and organized crime cases, thereby improving justice delivery. Shah Jahan Sheikh, accused in the attack on an Enforcement Directorate ED team, was placed in 8-day CBI custody by the Bushirhat Subdivisional Court in West Bengal today. Earlier in the day, he was produced before the court by the CBI as his 4-day CBI custody ended today. Besides Sheikh Shah Jahan, seven more arrested persons in the case were also produced before the court. The court has placed them under five-day CBI custody. Shah Jahan was arrested by the CBI on charges of attack on the ED team at Chandeshkhali on the 5th of January this year. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a possibility of rain and hailstorm in Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan from today till Sunday due to western disturbances affecting most parts of the country. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir Disaster Management Authority today issued an avalanche warning in the higher reaches of 8 districts of the Union Territory during the next 24 hours. An avalanche with a medium danger level is likely to occur above 2,400 metres over the Doda, Kishtwar, Poonch and Ramban districts in Jammu Division. A similar warning has also been issued for the people living above 2,400 metres in Kupwara, Bandipora, Gandharwal and Baramula districts of Kashmir Valley. People living in these areas have been advised to take precautions and avoid venturing into the avalanche-prone areas till further orders. The authorities have asked people living in these districts to dial 112 for help in case of any emergency. India's wholesale price index WPI-based inflation moderated to a four-month low of 0.2% in February 2024 annually. This is compared to 0.27% in January this year. According to provisional data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, food inflation increased marginally to 6.95% in February from 6.85% in January. Inflation in vegetables was 19.78% compared to 19.71% in January. The WPI inflation in pulses was 18.48% in February, up from 16.06% in January. Benchmark indices rebounded today on the back of buying in IT and metal shares as broader markets recovered from the previous day's sharp losses. A report from the business desk.
The 30-share Sensex rose 335 points to close at 73,097 and the NSE Nifty jumped 149 points to finish at 22,147. In the forex market, the Indian rupee today ended at 82.82 rupees against the US dollar. Gold prices at multi-commodity exchange for April contracts were trading at 65,760 rupees per 10 gram. Silver prices were trading at 75,474 rupees per kilogram for May contracts when reports last came in. And in intraday trade, Brent crude was trading at $84.60 per barrel when reports last came in. Anubha Rohatgi for Akashwani News.
The News Services Division of Akashwani invites applications from experienced candidates to be engaged as editorial executives and newsreader cum translators on full-time contract basis in its various regional news units across the country. Details are available at newsonair.gov.in/vacancies. The last date for receiving applications is the 19th of this month. On to sports and cricket, hosts Mumbai have clinched the Ranji Trophy title, defeating Vidarbha by 169 runs in Wankhede Stadium. Mumbai have won their record 42nd Ranji Trophy title, facing a daunting target of 538 runs. Mumbai spinners ensured Vidarbha were bowled out for 368. In All England Open Badminton Championships, the men's singles pre-quarterfinal match is underway between Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen and Anders Antonsen in Birmingham. Lakshya won the first game 24-22 but lost the second 11-21. The women's doubles pre-quarterfinal match is also on between the Indian pair of Ashwini Ponnappa and Tanisha Krasto and Chinese duo Chang Yu and Chang Shushan. Now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes loans under PM Swanidhi scheme to 1 lakh street vendors, also lays foundation for two Delhi metro corridors. Prime Minister holds bilateral talks with his Bhutanese counterpart Dasho Chering Tobge in New Delhi. Retired IAS officers Ganesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu appointed election commissioners. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari sanctions over 3,200 crore rupees for road development projects in Karnataka, Telangana and Rajasthan. Mumbai clinches Ranji Trophy cricket title defeating Vidarbha by 169 runs. And in England Open Badminton, Lakshya Sen faces Anders Antonsen in men's singles pre-quarterfinal match in Birmingham. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.